In 1861, the Civil War was not going well for Union forces. Some ministers in Philadelphia made a proposal to the U.S. Treasury to remind people of their reliance on God in the war effort. They suggested that morale could be lifted by including references to God on U.S. coins. That proposal was realized in 1864 when the first 2-cent coins were minted with the words, "In God We Trust." This was approved by an act of Congress on March 3, 1865. Subsequent laws added this motto to various coins over the years. In 1957, the phrase appeared on paper money for the first time. This occurred after Congress had passed a joint resolution that established the national motto of the United States to be, "In God We Trust." These facts are relevant today with our reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." Mammon is a Greek transliteration of a Hebrew or Aramaic word that is usually explained as meaning that in which one trusts, and that become another term for money then. The characterization of wealth as dishonest expresses a tendency of wealth to lead one to dishonesty. Jesus has shared with his disciples the parable of the dishonest steward. This is one of the most challenging of the parables. It appears that Jesus is supporting the activity of this dishonest steward, and even talks about the fact that the people of the world deal with each other more prudently than the people of light. But that is a mischaracterization. The dishonesty of the steward consisted in the squandering of his master's property. In the Greek text, the same word is used to describe the actions of the prodigal son in squandering his father's property. This parable teaches the prudent use of one's material goods in light of an imminent crisis. For the Christian, the proper use of one's goods, particularly during a crisis, is for mutual support, especially for the poor, the widow, and the orphan. In the gospel 2 weeks ago, Jesus was a guest at the table of a prominent Pharisee. After observing people jockeying for positions of honor, he told a parable which talked about taking the lowest place, and then explained, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted." He went on to say, "When you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." All material goods that we have are on loan to us from God. In the second chapter of Genesis, it is written, "The Lord God then took the man and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate and care for it." From the beginning, we have been designated as stewards of creation by God. This has been reinforced by the Pope's prayer intention for the month of September, that inspired by St. Francis, we might experience our interdependence with all creatures who are loved by God and worthy of love and respect. What does it mean to be a prudent steward? St. Luke describes how Jesus himself defines this in chapter 12. "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the manservants and maidservants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour and will punish him severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful." The prophet Amos, in our first reading today, provides the same message. Amos is addressing the people of Judah. This is after the kingdom had broken up through its own civil war. He's addressing those who own property or the means of production, who have been obeying the letter of the law, but not its spirit. They are anxious to exploit others by skirting the law. The master, in the parable we hear today, may also be guilty of this for charging interest on loans he's given. God is not pleased. "Hear this, you who trample upon the needy and destroy the poor of the land. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, never will I forget a thing they have done. Now, these are some of the scariest words in the Hebrew Scriptures. Today, however, we hear some words of comfort in our second reading. This is from the first letter of Paul to St. Timothy. St. Paul instructs Timothy to pray for those in authority, that Christians may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. That remains good advice for us today. Paul goes on to say, God wills everyone to be saved. In every place, they should pray without anger or argument. St. Luke is also a disciple of St. Paul. He probably developed his own concern for the proper use of wealth from Paul, who wrote farther on in this letter to Timothy, those who want to be rich are falling into temptation and into a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge them into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evils, and some people in their desire for it have strayed from the faith and have pierced themselves with many pains. Stamping our cash with the phrase, in God we trust, was meant to be a reminder for us to rely on God in a time of crisis. In these days, with charge cards, electronic fund transfers, our cell phones, bitcoins, those reminders are no longer in our pocket. That is why it is so important to hear the Word of God today. The message that Jesus has been giving his disciples, that includes us, is that we must put love of God first among our priorities. As the rite of welcome with the signing of the cross that we just witnessed shows us, it was by his cross and resurrection that Jesus has saved us. And that has to make a difference in how we live our lives. We are called today to trust in God to be prudent stewards.